William Morrow and Harper Audio present A Wish for Christmas, a novel by Courtney Cole, performed by Vanessa Johansson and Tim Page. To everyone who believes in Christmas magic. Chapter 1. The undisturbed snow in Central Park glitters like diamonds in the night. Catching Nora's eyes, she chases her runaway dog. Elliot drags his leash over the icy walking paths, and every once in a while, Nora swears he turns around and laughs at her. "You are a mangy mutt," she calls out. In response, Elliot makes a sharp turn to the left, plowing through a pristine, powdery snowbank and emerging on the other side, back into civilization. With snow on his massive snout, he heads toward the nearest sidewalk, oblivious of traffic and pedestrians. "Adopt a mastiff," they said. She mutters breathlessly. "It'll be fun," they said. She glances over her shoulder, hunting for her husband. "Jack," she calls when she doesn't see him. "He's headed toward Mercy Street." She breaks a left and leaps onto the sidewalk, her snow boots sliding just a bit on landing. She rights herself and sprints after her dog, who, in spite of her grumbling, she loves more than life itself. Ahead, through the sparkle of festive Christmas lights adorning the street, Elliot lopes through the shoppers peering into store windows. Some look at him curiously, and some step back in horror when they see the 200-pound canine lumbering in their direction. "He won't hurt you," Nora calls out. "He's a giant baby." Elliot emits a deep bark as if to argue. "I'm going to kill you," she hollers. She can tell he's finally slowing down. He pants a bit more and gallops down the sidewalk as people part to allow him through. No one has the courage to step on the giant dog's leash and bring him to a stop. He pauses in front of a dimly lit store at the end of the street, sniffs at the door, and then nudges his way in. The door apparently hadn't fully latched, but it does so now after he walks through. "Got ya," Nora crows as she races to trap him inside. The old door has brass bells overhead that tinkle when she pushes it open. The smell of cinnamon and orange hits her nose, and she comes to a stop. Soft Christmas carols come from an old record player in the corner, and as Bing Crosby croons, Nora scans her surroundings. Antiques of all sorts are crammed into every inch of available space. Vintage Christmas decor is out on display. Dark old wood surrounds her at every turn. "Hello?" she calls. She takes a few more steps and comes eye to eye with a Victorian doll dressed in caroler's garb, complete with a mink muff. The doll, unfortunately, has only one eye, which does give Nora pause before she continues poking her way through the cluttered shop.
"Hello?"
a deep voice calls. Nora looks up and spots an elderly man emerging from the back. He's got a lion's mane of white hair and bushy white eyebrows. He's so large that he dwarfs her traitor of a dog, who trails closely on the man's heels, happily munching on something.
"I assume this hungry boy is yours?"
Nora nods. "I'm so sorry for intruding. I was walking him and his leash slipped out of my hand. He thinks this is a great game to play." She eyes her dog, who has crumbs on his muzzle. "I assure you, no matter what he told you, he's not hungry," she adds wryly. The door opens at that moment, and her husband bounds through, panting and tired.
"Oh, good," he manages to say. "I thought I saw you come in here."
He looks around, his hazelnut hair hidden beneath his stocking cap.
"Oh, no, did he break anything?"
The old man chuckles.
"Not a thing."
He eyes the two of them.
"I was just getting ready to make a nice cup of hot cocoa. Would you folks be interested?"
"Oh, we couldn't," Jack says at the exact same time as Nora answers, "That would be amazing." She's rubbing her cold hands together. The old man laughs again.
"I think we'd better get the lady some chocolate."
Jack winces.
"I don't want to spoil the fun, but I've got a conference call at 9. I barely had time to walk the dog with you tonight."
Nora shoots him a look.
"But sure." Jack sighs. "Of course, we'd love to join you. It's the least we can do. You caught our dog. If I have to, I can take the call from my phone." I didn't so much catch your dog.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?